Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the Old Testament passage appointed for today's morning prayer, Isaiah chapter 49, verses 13 through 15. It reads, "Sing for joy, O heavens, and exalt, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing. For the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his suffering ones." But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child, or show no compassion for the child of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you." There is absolutely nothing that we can do that will sever the love God has for us. For many, this seems incomprehensible. Yet images or illustrations of this unconditional love is repeated throughout the Old and New Testaments. I think we tend to doubt God's love because we as humans are unable to offer it to each other. We are created in God's image, but we are incapable of the unconditional love that God offers, and so it is difficult for us to grasp such a grace. I invite you to reflect with me today on moments in our lives when we may have felt that we may have damaged our relationship with God, and then ask God to pour his healing grace into those memories, helping us to see how perhaps we may have moved away from him in those moments. Ask God to help us see the tools he continues to offer so that we may feel his love and presence even in those dark moments of suffering, so that we can heal and bring those around us to the light of Christ as we walk through the valley of suffering. Today's closing prayer may be found on page 82 of the Book of Common Prayer. It's the Jubilate from Psalm 100. Let us pray it together. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself is God. He has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and call upon his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his faithfulness endures from age to age. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection, or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.